would like to welcome everyone here tonight. I know we seem kind of small in number, but we're going to really be blessed big time tonight. I would like to read some scripture found in Psalms. And this is actually the last chapter of the book of Psalms. It says, "Praise the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." And that's exactly what we're going to do tonight. God created us to be instruments. He has given us the ability to sing, some better than others, and to make music. Music is an important part of worship and an important way to praise God. So it seems only fitting that there be scripture in the Bible about music. As a matter of fact, there's 1,150 references to music in the Bible. So we're going to hear some scripture tonight about singing, but we're not just singing for entertainment. We are worshiping. This is a form of worship. However you want to join in, some people like to tap their toes, some clap their hands, some sit there with tears falling down, some put a smile on their face. However is your form of worship, you worship tonight. We'd like to remember Artie and Ginger as they're traveling. They left right after our morning service to go to Charleston and see Jonathan. They had just about a two-hour span where they could see him. So I told him to go. But we want to pray for them as they're traveling for 4 hours there just to see him for that short time and 4 hours back. So let's remember them in our prayers too. I would like to remember Lisa, as she'll be having her surgery Wednesday. Who else? Melinda, Jim's Melinda, she'll be starting back with her radiation treatments on Tuesday, so let's remember her. I'd like for us to remember Pat, her wrist that she had surgery on for carpal tunnel is just not doing good, and now then they're telling her she's got it in her other wrist, so let's remember her for that. Is there anyone else that we need to be made aware of? Let's go to our Lord and Savior for a word of prayer. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you because you are our Creator. You're our Savior. You're our great physician. You're our friend. Lord, you are everything to us. Without you, we're nothing. So, Lord, we pray, asking you to, first of all, be with Artie and Ginger as they travel. I just pray that you keep them safe on the roads. I pray that you be with Jonathan and just keep him encouraged through this time. We know how lonely it can be, how discouraging they can get. So, Lord, be with Jonathan. Lord, we thank you for all of our soldiers. Pray that you be with them. Keep them safe. Keep them in your care as they protect us. Lord, I also pray that you be with Melinda during this time. Lord, this will be the third time of rounds. Lord, I pray for encouragement for her. I pray you take away the pain in her arm. And Lord, I pray for strength for him, for her and for Jim. Lord, just be with them through this time. I pray for Pat, our dear friend, Lord. I know she's been in a lot of pain and just frustration without being able to hold anything. Lord, be with her. I just ask for total healing on this and to take the pain away. Lord, there's others that I'm not aware of, other situations that the people just didn't speak up about, but you know. So, Lord, be with them, comfort them, and bring them complete, total healing because we trust you. And Lord, now I ask that your presence be felt here tonight. Even though we love music, That's not why we're doing this. We're not here to be entertained, but Lord, we're here to praise you, to glorify you. But we do want to thank you for the gift of music. Lord, it comes in so many different styles and fashions and forms. And I pray that everyone here tonight be blessed. Just be blessed by the words, just the sound of the music, the sincerity that's coming from those that are singing. So, Lord, thank you for this little small church that so much talent is here. But we do praise you and glorify you and ask these things in your name. Amen. So to begin our service, I'm going to ask you to turn to page 514. And we're only going to sing the first verse when we all get to heaven. Now, don't take this song wrong. It doesn't mean everybody's going to go to heaven. All the Christians are going to go to heaven. So when we all Christians get to heaven, so if you're not a Christian, you're going to miss out on this fun. So let's stand and sing 514, the first verse. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read one more scripture for you. Have a seat. I'm going to read one more scripture. And then I'm going to ask Miss Sharon if she'll come up here and sing for us. And this is found in Ephesians. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what we are here to do tonight.
Luke 10:17 tells us, the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, our King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing can consent to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Sweet is your name, Lord. How good you are. Love to sing of your name, Lord, of who you are. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the
This next scripture is from Matthew 6, 25 to 27. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?
should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven's home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eyes on the and I know He watches me. His eyes on the sparrow, so I know He watches me. Tempted. Whenever clouds arise, when songs give way to sighing, when hope within me from care, He sets me free. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I am free. Yes, I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I am free. For His eyes on the sparrow, so I know He watches. Yes, I know He really watches. He watches over me.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine, yes. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Up to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Lord, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Forever worship you. I can only
Psalm 98, 1 through 7. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song and music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and with the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. I have to say one thing. This afternoon, I went to the jail ministry. They didn't keep me. But I spoke to the ladies. Artie, a while back, had a message about fear. And I spoke to the ladies about that courage is not the absence of fear. It is doing what you're doing even though you're afraid. And so I haven't gotten nervous till right at this moment, and so I'm really nervous. So I was thinking about that. Okay, I told those ladies today, courage is doing it despite the fear. And if you think about it, just say a prayer for those women and the men. They're there, and they were talking to me, and I know that they're probably not supposed to tell me. They didn't talk to me about their cases, but they just said that they get there and they wait and they wait and they wait. And nobody tells them when their court date's going to be. And so we've all had to wait. And just, you know, they don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, so just say a prayer for them, because they have the same worries that we do. They worry about their families and their children and their parents. And, so just remember them. Just say a prayer for them. When I think I'm going under, part the waters, Lord. When I feel the waves around me, calm the sea. When I cry for help, oh, hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm in me. I need gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide. When I think I'm going under, part the water. Amen.
Don't have much.
Well, as Sandra mentioned when she opened the service, there's over 1,000 verses in the Bible that speak to singing. Psalm 105, verse 2 says, "Sing to him, sing praises to him, and speak of all his wonders." The 101st Psalm begins with, "I will sing of his loving kindness and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing my praises." But you know, as we were preparing to come up here, I had another verse come to mind. It's Philippians 4:4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I say rejoice. It's because of the hope we have in Christ that we can do that.
Amen.
Even when things aren't the way you want them to be. And singing is a way we can always rejoice. And we're gonna sing "I'll Fly Away."
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. In the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. To a land where joy shall never end, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. In the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Without him.
Without him I could do nothing. Without him I surely fail. Without him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Do not turn him away. Oh Jesus, without him how lost I would be. Without him I would be dying. Without him
Marty and I seem to have this ongoing argument. He tells me I'm bossy. But Wednesday night in the Bible study, we were going over the scripture. Now, this was in the scripture. And it got to the part where God told Moses to tell Aaron and his sons that they were going to be in charge of certain things and that they were to tell the people what to do. Notice it said to tell the people what they're going to do, not ask. So I told Sharon and Jackie and the boys and Doug that they were going to sing tonight. But the good thing is they didn't argue. They didn't say, let me think about it. They all came with a grateful heart, and I thank them for that so much. But then Miss Lizzie came to me, Izzy came to me, and she said, can I sing that song that I wrote at this young age? How old are you, Izzy? She's this many, 4, and she has already written a song, so she's going to come and sing it for us.
What about Jesus?
We're going to sing one more while she's making her mind up if she's going to do this one. Jesus' birth. angels are singing around the throne with Jesus. And we will be joining the angels when we are in heaven. So I'd like for us to turn to page 537. And all you that sang tonight, just come on back up here on the stage, grab a mic, share a mic. But we're all going to stand and sing the first verse of 537. I will sing the wondrous story. Have a seat again. I have asked Sharon to sing one or two more for us.
Psalm 95:1. Says, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. And then, two, let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars shall applaud him with thunders of praise. Sweet light in his eyes shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him. Then face to face, we shall behold him. We shall behold him face to face in all of his glory. We shall behold him face to face, our Savior and Lord. And the angels shall sound the shout of sleeping shall rise from their slumbering place. And those who remain shall be changed.
Isn't my microphone either. How tall are you, Jim? Where are you at? How tall are you? About that high? All right, so I wanted to come up. I'm going to close out in prayer in just a few minutes, but I wanted to come up and share with you guys. If you didn't notice, I wasn't here this morning. I was not playing hooky. I was not sleeping. I had an opportunity.